Well, here in the U.S., it's been a difficult week for President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner. He's been working for 10 months with temporary top security clearance that was downgraded on Tuesday. On Wednesday, reports that four foreign governments thought they could manipulate him because of his financial investments. Today, new questions about hundreds of millions of dollars in loans to his family's Kushner companies by business leaders with whom he met in the White House. Kate Kelly was part of a reporting team for the New York Times. Kate, how much were the loans and what were they for?
So the loans were $184 million to Kushner companies from a private equity firm known as Apollo Global Management, and also $325 million from Citigroup, the large universal bank where many of your listeners probably have an account.
And we're understanding that even by the standards of these huge companies, especially Apollo, these were big loans. What were they for?
The Apollo loan was strikingly large by that company's standards. It was three times the size of the average loan in their commercial real estate portfolio. And that was in connection with refinancing a Chicago office tower that is the Midwest headquarters of AT&T.
And that's owned by the Kushner companies?
Yes. And on the Citigroup side, $325 million is not huge by Citigroup standards, but it's certainly a lot of money.
Well, we're reading in your reporting, federal ethics regulations restrict government employees from participating in matters that involve companies with which the official is seeking a business, contractual, or other financial relationship that involves other than a routine consumer transaction. But as we said, Jared Kushner's office said he did not discuss these loans during his meetings with these companies. But others are saying there's a smell test here.
There was the question of what meetings he took with people in his White House capacity and what was discussed. Jared, by many accounts, not just the people we talked to for this particular story, has been meeting in the White House or as a White House official, but in some other location than the White House, with people from industry, real estate, infrastructure. As you know, the president has talked a lot about a bold infrastructure initiative that would bring in private companies as co-investors. That includes some companies that are in similar or adjacent businesses to what he used to do. So he's held these meetings with people, and the truth is we don't know whether in the course of any of these discussions on policy matters, the question of loaning money to Kushner companies came up. But even if they didn't, there's an appearance problem. And others question whether there may be more than an appearance problem.
Well, the man who met with him from Apollo Global Management is Joshua Harris. Three people familiar with the meetings, the Times writes, say the men discussed a possible White House job for Mr. Harris. So those who are, you know, sniffing at this to look for that bad smell say that, well, why wouldn't then a Mr. Harris turn around and lend this huge amount of money in the hopes of securing that job in the White House? But, of course, as we say, both Jared Kushner's office and the company are denying that. The company says that loan was in the works for a long time. But what about other ongoing work? As you write, Jared Kushner steers American policy in the Middle East, and his family company continues to do deals with Israelis.
Sure. And there have also been questions about his family company's efforts in China to attract new investors into some Kushner company's properties here in the U.S., some of which could potentially make those investors eligible for expedited visa programs. And that has become a point of concern and intrigue in terms of Kushner companies and even just the appearance that they have some extra influence because, after all, their former CEO and family member, because remember, this is a family company in which Jared's father and his siblings, I believe, play a significant role. In terms of Harris and Apollo, my understanding is that job discussion, the possibility of Harris working in the White House, was something that happened either early on in the presidency or possibly during the transition. The loan was finalized November 1st, so those discussions certainly did precede the loan. And for all we know, that discussion could have been picked up again later. Harris was advising White House officials on infrastructure policy as part of this trillion-dollar infrastructure initiative that the president had announced. So there were quite a few touch points. The ethics experts that we talked to said, and I think this is a reasonable point to raise, he didn't need to take these meetings with these real estate executives or these lenders. He could focus on other issues that were remotely apart from what Kushner companies might have been doing on a day-to-day basis.
Others are saying, you know, that Mr. Trump might not have hired his son-in-law. That was also a point of contention. But we'll see where this goes. Kate Kelly of The New York Times, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we should note that Jared Kushner stepped down as chief executive and sold some of his stake in Kushner Companies last November, but he kept the vast majority of his interests in the family business.